Okay, we're on page Kufayin Vav on the bottom. In the middle, rather. So Rebbe's talking how you have to combine your learning with your application. And because the learning that you're doing isn't just an external piece of information, but you're arousing that which is inside of you and connecting to that which ultimately connects to Hashem. And that has to, and each one is dependent on the other. Because as you improve and make your body holier through your Avodas Hashem, you're bringing more light into your system, and it should be going right into the Neshama. And the Neshama has to learn Torah in order for that to access all that. If you don't have that, it's going to go in all the wrong directions, or you're going to make up all kinds of things that aren't appropriate. So I believe we were in, we're in the bottom paragraph, no? Yeah, and then we said if you're going to grow in your learning, nothing's going to happen with your body, it's not going to work either. So you want to have a combination of both. Now I give you an example of how we will feel this. Doesn't any kind of student understand this? Let's say someone who is not from the Jewish seed. A non-Jew would learn the laws of Pesach. Imagine a non-Jew, you bring him to shul, comes to a class, and it's the pre-Pesach koshering class, to kosher the kitchen, or any of those other classes we talk about, right? And then he'll talk about other aspects. You bring a non-Jew to the class, what's going to happen? For example, he's going to start learning Afiyas HaMatzas VaSeder. He's going to learn the halachas of baking matzas and the laws of the Seder. So when he learns it, what kind of learning is that going to be for him? Rak Sechel Yovish Yerabo. All you're going to see in him, all he's going to see in it, is dry intellect. That's all he's going to see. Ulapamim Od Yiskasha Mahirbo Kol Kardinim Afiyas Lechemoni Hazeh. And as well, you'll find at times that they're going to ask a lot of questions. Why are there so many laws regarding the baking of the bread, of the poor man's bread? And why are there so many laws besider shulchan ha'ochel b'leil Pesach, in the Seder of what we do at the night of Pesach? So in other words, a non-Jew, when he's learning, he's totally detached from that process. It's just getting information. And just getting that information, it gets ridiculous. You know, all these laws about keeping the water out overnight before you use it to bake the matzahs, shmura matzah, watching it from the time the wheat is growing, and the hundreds of halachas that are applicable. And he says, listen, just bake some bread, man. Take it out of the oven early, and that'll do the job. Like, what's all these details over here? So for him, you're telling him facts, and he has to learn the facts. And that's it. Unfortunately, what the Rebbe is saying about non-Jews applies to many, many Jews. That's why the least popular classes in general, in shuls and everything, are halacha classes. Nobody really, they don't want to learn the halachas. They don't want to learn them. Why? Because for many of them, it's dry, cold facts. It's boring. It's not interesting. Let's learn a little bit of Navi. Oh, those are exciting stories, even when we're getting to the Chumash, we're just about not getting the point in the Chumash where people are going to drop out. Everyone's good at doing the Parsha this, It's exciting, these good stories, we can talk about them. This week's Parsha Mishpatim, millions of laws. A servant and this and that. Forget it. We don't have servants nowadays, and all these laws and laws and laws and laws, and then the ox gores another ox, and it's like boring. The rest of the Torah is boring. Get it past Mishpatim, I get Truma Tetzaveh, building the Mishkan, forget it. And then Vayikras, Korbanos. Okay, it's a little exciting for Bamidbar, a couple stories there, and then after Chukas Pinchas, you're finished. And then Tvarim, what a bore, just repeat the whole thing. It's like, and that's the way it is. The learning isn't interesting. So halacha probably suffers more than anything else. On Sunday morning, we learn for an hour. How long it takes till we resolve what the halacha is at the end? This opinion, that opinion, this opinion, that opinion. So that's people are going to wonder, why there's so many laws? Well, we're learning Hilchos Mikvah, right? On managing your mitzvahs. Just just dunk them in, you know, and that's it. They got to know what material it is and who owns it and how you got it. And there's a million laws and how you do it, this and that. You know, we couldn't even learn it all in one lesson. And as it was, we're just cutting it down to the barest of bones. So the reason is because, as opposed to what you're going to see, the way it's supposed to be learned. Okay, let's continue. Ulu'umazeh, and in contradistinction to this, kama mispoil echad mikem belamdo dinim halalu, how inspired and excited one of you guys, he's talking to his students, a yid, belamdo dinim, when you learn these laws, kama chein motzim inyone hadinim ho'ele beinov, how much chein, how much charm do these Jewish aspects, these laws, find in your eyes? Nachas ruach v'shalva heim mefichim bo. They infuse into a yeshiva bacher so much pleasure and tranquility. Next page. Gam bepiv doimaloi shekvar margish was ta'am hamatzas. Even with his mouth, it appears to him that he can really taste the taste of the matzas. He can feel the taste of the matzas when he's learning Hilchos Pesach. Ube einav, and in his eyes, kilu roes haseder hasor lefonav, he can visualize the seder in front of him when he starts going through the seder. Im kol inyane hagada v'acheres shel yeshivas Mitzrayim, with all the aspects of the hagada that is retold, and the freedom of going out of Egypt. Right? When a proper ben Torah is learned, ben Novi is learning these halachas, it comes to life, because it's real. There's a seder. There's, you know, when I went to that Seder last year, I experienced personal freedom. Certain things that were mamish, enslaving me, and I couldn't get out of them, and I experienced my redemption. If you had a proper Seder, right? And those visions come back, and you're looking forward to the new level of redemption that you're going to have. This isn't just theoretical stuff, just customary things that we do, to remember good old days. You know, this is real for everybody. And she says, Lo dimyon bilvadu, this is not just, you know, your imagination. Ela moach mosiv lachshov, but the brain adds on and continues to think. Bidaita sher nisvasiv lo tosos or elyon shimshich, with the understanding that has been increased with the additional supernal light that is being drawn forth into it. And the ruach and the nefesh, those levels of soul, they become excited with the extra holiness that's been added to them. Until your body and your tongue, the mamish, are excited and feel those feelings. Right? Because it's real. It's real, and every part of you is revealing itself in that process. And it's like you feel your mamash at the Seder when you're learning those halachas. You know how important it is. And every part just lights up when you're learning this. Because this is what you're all about. The Ken Kishim Aschil Numa Bimei Elul Dinei Slichas Vatfil Shal Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. Similarly, when you begin to learn the laws of saying Slichas and the davening for Hashanah Yom Kippur, Lo seichel yavish b'vad bo, for yeshiva boy, it's not just dry knowledge. Rakes hadin shel yom elu kvar margish b'limudo, he's already feeling the judgment that's coming as he's learning these halachas. Ad shelafan misor min dinim halalu shalomek and me'ezes sefer misifer musar, until there could be times where he's so aroused just from learning the laws, he'd be aroused to do tshuva, just like he'd be aroused from learning a book of musar, just like learning shari tshuva, which is meant to arouse you to do tshuva, or Masilas Yesharim, he can get that just by learning the Mishnah Berurah. Because he's learning that these halachas, what these halachas mean, how they impact on his life, what they're supposed to bring out, and what they are bringing out. These are real things to him. So that's why we have to act on our learning. It's, if you just learn it and you don't do it, then you know it's not real. Right? But if you act on it, you know, that's why again, we say again, that Rabbi Nachman always says you have to pray for what you learn. You have to pray for what you learn, because that means it's real. Anything you learn, you're learning Parshas Mishpatim this week. So, you know, so you're gonna look at it. So you're gonna look, in Luras of an Eved Ivri. Right? So remember, this is Hashem's will. He's gonna talk about more in the next essay. right? But you're learning not to be a servant. The worst thing to be is a servant. And aren't you a servant to so many of your desires and what you can do to get out of that? And what's the aspect of the 7 years and how you become free on the seven and what the deeper meaning is? And all the Hasidic form talk about this. They all talk about what this is all about. Every aspect of these laws of jurisprudence. You know, learn all these halachas, right? And you finish Sefer Mishpatim and you're still, nickel and diming people when you're handling with them in business so they can't even make a living. I mean, this is simple, basic laws how to deal with other people, not to rip them off. How we're not careful in making sure that our home is a safe home when you're learning all the halachas of damages. These are real laws. This is your real life, and you have to strengthen yourself in that area, not to be so tight-fisted in areas, not let money rule your life. This is real stuff. This parshas Mishpatim, and you have to live with that. But if all you know, I'm just reading it, I read it here, and my life is a different aspect. It's two different things that don't come in contact with each other. Then it's just very cold and not interesting stuff, and people aren't going to be able to learn this. They had in a prominent modern Orthodox yeshiva that did on something on a trial. They were taking priests from the Catholic Church and having them learn b'chavrusa with yeshiva bachram as a sign of goodwill. This was a few years ago. And, so these priests couldn't get it. Yeah, they're learning with the Mishnayos. They couldn't get it. Yeah, they were learning with Chavrusa with them. Well, it wasn't a long-term thing. It was just, they wanted to, have a little shaychus to what the Jewish people are all about. So they understand that our Torah is so important. So they wanted to, whatever, caused a big storm a few years ago. So anyway, so they did it, and they couldn't get it. The guy's teaching him, Shor Shenogeg Chasapora, the ox gores the cow, and spending a whole day on that Mishnah, and these priests aren't getting it. Well, you could teach it to a fourth grader in any Jewish day school, and they understand what's going on. Because them it's like so out of touch with reality. It just doesn't. It's absurd. But for a Yid, this is mamish, the main thing. This is what it's all about. That's why they criticize schools. Why do you learn Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Gemaras to kids in fifth and sixth grade? Why don't you teach them things that are applicable? Why don't we learn Maseches Brachos? Because guys make brachos all the time, right? What are you learning? Hakoynes Tzayin Ladir. You're taking sheep into your corral, and then they get out, they escape, and then they damage. It's ridiculous, right? The answer is because it's not just learning abstract laws. You are learning what it means, how God views our taking care of other people's property. And if that's all you learn, and it's just about when you get ready for your bar mitzvah, and you're going to start, you're going to have to be responsible. And one of the most important things is how to deal with other people and their properties. If you learn to spend so much time on the ox and on the pit and the four, the arba avos nezikin, the four types of damages that exist, if you think of any of that is true, and the concepts and the principles are applicable, and that's how you have to understand how you have to live as a Jew, these are unbelievable things. And you're going to be much more careful how you deal with your man-to-man relationships and how you deal financially. It's unbelievable. When you start talking money with people, they go nuts. You can have people who are mamish, normal, nice, pleasant people. But when money gets involved, I'm not saying everybody, but certain people, you thought you knew them and you don't know them at all. It's like mamish, they become cutthroats and villains and how you can, how you can scrimp the guy out of something and the check's in the mail when it's not in the mail. You just wait for them to pay you. Well, and this guy's in shul, davening, singing in shul with everybody else, visibly looks Orthodox. But all of a sudden we're talking, now life is getting serious, Rabbi. Everything else that's nice, but now we're dealing with reality. Reality is the almighty dollar rules. And all of a sudden, people become monsters. Mamish monsters. Can't recognize them. You're shocked. And when you're shocked, they're shocked at you. Why are you shocked? What? This is business. What are you talking about? This is a real world. You can't give 10% to tzedakah. Are you crazy? It's not practical. You know, everything else is fine. But that, you know, and it's unbelievable. This is mamash one of the biggest yetzer haras. We can't get around it. You know, you just bought a brand new piece of furniture. You're so scared everyone's going to touch it and anything's going to happen to it. It's like mamash, and your whole day is ruined if it gets a scratch. You know, finally, you know, after 10 years, we put another bookcase in my room, put another bookcase in my study. You know, if you've ever been in my study, you know why it needs another bookcase. I mean, the books just flying all over the place. And I had a part with Kever Rochel and certain things I had for years, but my wife said that's the way it's going to be.
That's right.
So we hired this guy I don't have time to build those bookcases, pre-made bookcases. I don't have the time. So we hired this guy to do it. And he does it, and we see it's up, and right on the front door, it's a bookcase with doors, two big scratches over the front door. I guarantee 9 out of 10 people will go nuts. What do you mean? It's brand new. He just said it. You go after the guy. What kind of schlepper are you? I'm not going to pay you the full amount because look at those two scratches. It didn't even bother me. Baruch Hashem, you know, getting close to 50, a few brains get in my head. All right, It didn't bother me. It would have bothered me 15 years ago. It would have bothered me. I would have been upset. I would have. But you know, it's ridiculous. So it's two scratches. So what's the big deal? So the scratches.
Still a bookcase.
So scratches. So the svarim are all in there very nicely. The mess in my room, at least from books, still has mess from other things. But at least the mess from the books is all gone. It serves its function. You know, because you know, getting back to Rabbi Nachman, you know, that's the seichel shebechol davar. What does Hashem want? What does Hashem want from this situation? You know, so I said, nickel dime the guy for $50 less. That's going to mamish make a difference now. No, we're going to show him a lesson. Teach him a lesson. Don't be such a sloppy worker. You know what are you going to get out of that? It's ridiculous. Or I'm going to make him fix it up. I'm going to make him this to drain him a cup. What does it matter? What does it matter if there's two scratches there? No, and better yet, let the scratches stay there and say, you know what? For once, I didn't get angry when I shouldn't have gotten angry. And those scratches remind me, see, you can control yourself. I should look at those scratches, you know? And if things get scratched up and I didn't get upset, I should always remember that when other things get me upset. That's what my learning is, to remind me of those two scratches. Not to get angry all the time. Okay, I get angry anyway, so I gotta remind myself. But I tell you, most people, I'm sure if a guy built and had two scratches, almost everybody would complain and this and that and everything else. For what? Why? And if it has scratch, so it has scratch. But and half of you think I'm crazy that I'm saying it. If I would say this in Shul on Shabbos, everyone would say I'm crazy. You don't understand how important it is, how it has to look nice, a house has to look nice. What would Family Home and Garden say about such a thing? A shanda. You know? Mamash a shanda. You paid the guy money for it. You know? See, how come you get that? You know, because maybe some of the Torah I learned in grade 5, when an ox scores an ox, maybe when we were complaining about it, maybe something is still in that neshama. And it remembered it. And maybe it takes 40 years. You know, or it says it takes 40 years from when you learn something until you finally understand it. So, you know, that's what it takes. And that's what the Rebbe's saying. It's got to be real. This Torah you learn has to mamish. This is your life. Otherwise, it's just a cold thing. There's no excitement. That's why people don't come out and learn at night? Because it's nice, but it's not my life. It's not my chiyus. Yeah.
Just back to the Baba Kama Baba Mitzvah thing. Just from my own personal experience, if I would have been told some of these comments when I was learning it, probably would have had more impact on me. But when you're a 11, 12, 13 year old boy, it's very hard to have that type of insight. So why?
You're right.
So I'm just saying, like I personally feel, looking back, if I would have learned something like brachos, I would have been so much more excited about it at that age. It would have spurred me on to more learning, rather than, you know, just that it was so boring at the time. It was a negative experience.
Okay, I hear your point, and that's why, you know, that's why the Rebbe's writing his book, to deal with the aspects of chinuch, how to educate people properly. But there is a Messiah, there is a tradition, you know, what you start learning with. You start Chumash with Sefer Vayikra. You don't start with Bereishis. From time immemorial. You know, why do we learn Vayikra first? It talks about animal offerings. So Gemara it says, let the holy sheep, meaning the little children, let the holy sheep learn about holy sheep. You know, they have to learn what sacrifice means. Yeah, just animal offerings. It's Mesiras Nefesh. Self-sacrifice. The first thing a Jewish child has to learn is Mesiras Nefesh. If you don't have Mesiras Nefesh for your Yiddishkeit, nothing's going to come in. And then when you're smart enough to learn Gemara, you learn what it means to respect other people's properties. Right? And a Rebbe has to bring that home. And, you know, that's why you have to have a whole environment in school where it's, again, I don't want to get back into this, you know, but it's destroying our kids. You know, 11 tests a week in any of the Jewish high schools. It's a churban. You're destroying the kids. Your mom is destroying the kids. Any possible enjoyment they could have had from school, you've snuffed it out. Main thing is your grades. You know, so you've lost it. You throw away a generation of Yidden. Why? Because this is how we control them. Because we don't know how to teach. Since we don't know how to teach, we have to find a way to discipline them. How do you discipline them? We're going to give tests with marks, and if you don't pass, you can't go to university. Oh, so that way they're going to get them to be quiet. They hate the whole process. They hate the schools. So they hate them all. Some a little less. They can tolerate some better than others. They hate them all because we just don't understand how to teach people. And it's in every school. Just about every school. Maybe one or two exceptions. Every school. It's a problem. Or the taka can't control the kids. A bunch of vildachayas. But they're not seeing how their learning is themselves part of their lives. And you can teach this to a young child. You can teach this to a young child. Okay, I don't want to get on the soapbox again. You've heard it enough times. But it's got to be real. This is real stuff. All right, middle of Kuf Ayin Zayin. Let's see if we can finish up. Kain hu hadavar. That is the thing. V'chein tasa gamatan. This is what you got to do. B'yun ko b'lumut ko b'inyonim yoser gvoyim. When you're going to learn things and look in depth in concepts that are really high up there. Tati got to remember. Just reviewing the concepts now. Shirak es chelke atzilus bri yitzirish nishtal shalacha v'hein mimalacha ataloy mitamevim. That only those parts of these worlds of Atzilus, Bri, and Yetzira that have entered in, that have descended and entered into you, those are yours, even though they're beyond you. But you're learning your portion of these worlds. And it's not the whole thing. Veloshato Mevin, Rakis, Olam Atzilus, and it's not like you know the whole Olam Atzilus, that's one for itself. You don't know it all. But you are learning higher things, you are learning higher parts that are yours, that are real, and it's yours. It's your life. It's your world. It's your neshama. Ukeshiyazer Hashem lochem, when Hashem helps you. Vitali Yosin, you grow more. Vitirtzel Havin, Ezadar, Mizar HaKodesh, and you want to learn things from the Zohar, and the more mystical form. Umishor Svarim HaKadosh, Mashallah, Matzasas, Perusha, Masefer. And you're learning certain Svarim, Holy Sfarim, and you can't find its explanation in the book. In other words, you're learning a sefer, you don't understand what they're saying. You don't really understand it. So you don't get the concepts clear. So Tetzayer Sedavar Batzmacha, picture the concept for yourself. Vayreasmacha, and through your own self, Ritzoncha, and your desires, Chalke Nishmascha, the different portions of your soul, Midaisecha, your character traits, Varba Lamashacha, and your four worlds, Tenasal Havanesavar, try to understand it. You have the ability to get it. But remember, this is stuff that's beyond you. So you're gonna have to sit on it. It's gonna have to come in by osmosis. You know, it's there. It's there. Your understanding is there. You already got it. You got it when you were a little fetus. It was taught to you how much you're gonna be able to understand. So it's there. You just have to get to work on every aspect you have within yourselves. Because the truth is, either way we look at it, these lights and these worlds and these characteristics that have all descended and entered into you, you really can understand them. Because it is your learning, your ideas. So therefore, when you come to stuff that's hard, don't give up. Keep working on it. And you know what? Doesn't mean you're going to get it this year. Doesn't mean you're going to get it this year. You're going to get it 5 years from now. That's again Rabbi Nachman and all the real schools of those thought. You just keep learning. Don't get too hung up on any one aspect too long. Just go ahead. You know, you got the general idea? Okay, you have questions, this, that, what's it really mean? Just keep going. By the time you learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and you do it a few times, you know, the ideas will sink in. You don't understand it here because you're missing something over there. When you get to over there, you've already forgot what's over there. You go to, keep going it over. Keep learning. Learn to master Torah. You can all master Torah. Everybody can master Torah. And eventually the ideas will get clear. You know, ideas of Bitachon. You learn about Bitachon. You know, first time you hear Bitachon. You know, remember the first time you heard about Bitachon? First time. First time I said, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, you're going to make the same money. Ah, he's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Right? It's, you know, you hear it once, twice, 10 times, 15 times, 20 times. Then you pay more attention at work and you notice the Taka Hashem is doing it for you. All of a sudden you can understand it. Where does the understanding come from? Did we say anything new? Probably the first time you heard it, it was articulated really well, but just your brains couldn't take it. You just mamish couldn't take it because of all the other negative mitos that we still had till we worked on that and developed that and learned what it means to be a mensch and a Jew and Hashem and all these things. And it comes. Till mamish you could say that now, my bitachon and me are inseparable. Mamish, everything's gamzu l'tov and you're happy and besimcha and this and that. Right? But the first time you heard it, you couldn't get it. Right? Yeah, I remember Eric 4 years ago, man. He gave us so much trouble every time. Every time. It's like it was a shock to his system. All these ideas of Bechira, Moshe with Bechira Chavshit, you know, hopefully, you know, after a year and a half, it's gotten a little better, right? Or I hope, or maybe he's just given up on asking me, but I think he's understanding it. I think, like, you have to look, where were you 4 or 5 years ago? Like, these musagim, these kinds were totally beyond your cognitive conscious brain, right? And then they're there. You got them there, and it's almost there, and it's getting there. And you learn certain mystical concepts. You don't get it, but you got what you can get. What you can get, you got. Okay, that's fine. And there's more in there, and it'll come if it's real, if it's yours, and you feel this is my stuff, is my bitachon, my understanding of Elokus, of godliness. This is mine. This is my portion. It's all through me, and I just have to dig deep enough and find it. And that's what the Rebbe's saying over here. Right? But if it's just cold information, you have to memorize for the next test. You know, so you just, you know, it doesn't get inside. It's not real. It's not Torah. All right? So now last paragraph. And then look inside you. Im gam gufcha nisala, if your body has been elevated. In other words, you become a holier person. You become more excited through your studies. So therefore we know that your learning isn't beyond you, external. It's not, God forbid, where the chachma is greater than the actions. But rather, what is it? Next page. But it's a light that's drawing forth from beyond your head and going all the way to the bottom of your feet. You're revealing everything that's inside of you. And if you can't feel this way after each time you learn and after each time you do service to Hashem, you don't feel this all the time, try to think about it every half year, at least once a year, then it'll be good for you, you're going to know. In other words, you know, yeah, you feel you're not growing. So I always tell people, go back to how you were 5 years ago, and you tell me you haven't grown? You're going to tell me you haven't grown? So Rebbe says every year, sometimes in retrospect, you have to go back a couple of years, because we're not good at noticing unless there's big jumps. So Rebbe is saying every half year, every year, maybe that's for Yeshiva Bacher, who's learning a lot. So for the Yeshiva Bacher learns in a half year, it takes us 5 years. Okay, but over time you will see, and you're gonna stop and say, you know, I my belief system is totally different, and I don't know, and I can't explain how it happened. Really can't explain it. You can't explain what you know to somebody else and make them understand it.
Right?
It's not the system of the brainwash. It's the system of revealing what's in there. Your bitachon and Hashem is in your neshama. It's from your Chayin Yechida. The desire to want to believe in Hashem is in your Chayin Yechida. Right? It's there. It's all there. Every Jew has it in his spiritual DNA. every amount that's his, that he is going to get. Right? You just have to find it. But you're only going to find it by revealing the neshama. And you only can reveal the neshama by coming to it as a spiritual learning and by purifying yourself. Right, you don't have to understand everything in the beginning.
So, it's like when you study, you just dashing on it a few times until you accept it as a reality.
When you're studying on it, you go over until you accept it as reality, meaning to say?
Meaning, even if you don't understand the logic behind it, you accept it as...
That's right, even though you don't understand the logic, you accept it. That's what the Jewish people said when they said, Na'aseh v'nishma. Brainwashing means you accept things and they totally don't make sense and there's no reason to begin with where you should accept it.
They're not true.
Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is telling you Torah, he did miraculous events, he did 10 plagues in Egypt, he split the sea, he kept his promise, he showed you his might, okay? He said, you have a purpose, and he says, okay guys, I'm going to tell you your purpose now, but I want you to know you may not understand it. Well, guess what? You know, I can trust him. I can try. That's not brainwashing. There's good enough reason to assume that God knows what he's talking about. Isn't there? I mean, it's not like this schlepper is telling you stuff. And believe me. I didn't say you don't have to understand. Doing mitzvahs is not predicating your understanding. However, we would hope, as the Chovos HaVavos teaches us, that over the course of time, the understanding will come. That's Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh, we will do. And over time, after the doing, remember, that's what Chassid is saying, you've got to do it. The power of doing, when you're connecting the utensil to the power circuits, that brings it out, and the understanding is going to come. That's the whole point of Na'aseh v'nishma. It can't be Nishma v'Na'aseh. Nisha, we hear the cold facts. No, it's Nasa. You gotta live. You gotta live being a Jew. And when you live being a Jew, and you see how right it is, and how good it is, and how your neshama is so happy with it, you don't need any more explanations.
It's like when I study engineering. I didn't understand exactly the theory until I stopped working with it.
To a certain degree, you can use your example, though it's not the same, because as we say, whatever degree you understood engineering, Torah is infinitely more intimate with your personality than engineering. And it's just bringing out that which is already there. And that's how we have to approach it. So, then, and what happens if you're learning for a long time and you don't notice any changes? After a while, then you have to talk to an Adam Gol. You have to talk to a Tzaddik to see where you're going wrong. Where you're going wrong. You know, maybe you're learning the wrong thing. Could be learning the wrong thing. A lot of people, they jump into things they shouldn't be learning. You know, and then they tell me. Right? They start doing things and, you know, it's just not the right thing for you right now. You take things in a progression that makes sense. You jump into, people jump into Daf Yomi. You know, again, I don't think it's Talmud. It's a very beautiful thing. But, you know, learning Daf Yomi, unless you're a very special person and you really are committed and you're really going to review it and you really are holding by that, you know, it doesn't do anything. You see people learning it all day long and they're not any better Jews because of it. Mamish not. So what do you mean? I'm learning Daf Yomi. How come I'm not a better, I don't feel Hashem. I don't, you know, and I still talk in shul. I still this, I still that, all these things. Because it's the wrong thing. It's totally the wrong thing. When's the proper time to learn Daf Yomi? After you know how to read a Pasuk of Chumash
with Rashi
and you understand it. That's called the Torah, five books of Moses, right? After you know all the Rambams, after you know the Mishnayos, after you know Musa's form, then yeah, Taka, start learning the Daf Yomi. Then Taka, start learning Daf Yomi. And you make sure you got 2 hours a day to work on it. If you don't have 2 hours a day to work on it, forget it. So, and that means you gotta make a lot of decisions, you gotta push a lot of other things in your life. But if you're rushing to the rabbi's daf, you know, and he does a good daf, he does it in a half an hour, it's really fast. So it doesn't encroach on my day, and then tomorrow we do another page. You know, What can I say? Nothing's happening. And you come 10 minutes late to the daf, you know, see, he's already a quarter through the first page. It ain't gonna happen. You know, okay, you go to, there are, you know, different daf yomis that are 45 minutes, an hour, and then the real way to do a daf yomi is the first thing in the morning you review yesterday's page. Then you learn today's page. And then at night you review today's page. Right? And then again you review it again. You learn it three times. And then on Shabbos you go over all 7 blot. At the end of the month you go through all 28 blot. Right? That's the way you learn it. You gotta have the skills for that. You gotta have the commitment to that. You gotta understand the Aramaic words. There's a lot going on over there. So, it's interesting. It's not appropriate. I don't go over to guys and say, you know, you're not learning the right thing, you're not learning to get all upset. But that's what's happening all the time. Right? You also, if a person's not succeeding, it could be that his avoda isn't good. His service to Hashem isn't good. You know, part of going together with learning is you gotta do what Hashem says. You know, so you can imagine, how many people in our shul didn't have kosher mezuzahs on their doors? On every door, kosher mezuzah, right? How many, right? And you wonder, how come this learning is anything? Because you're not in a house where there's any kedusha. There's no Shem Hashem in the house. Hey, in the front door. That's it. So there's no mezuzah around you. What do you expect? And, you know, you're buying food that the kashrus is questionable. You're not so careful about how much treif you're eating. And you know, we might have a kosher home. Yeah, but how many bugs you've eaten? Right? How many of this, you know? How much food on Shabbos, since you didn't learn the laws of cooking? How much kosher food you're serving and serving to your friends, food that's been cooked on Shabbos? You know that food is going to do something to you. So all these things, you know, well, you know, I learned, but, you know, the mitzvah, I don't have to be so careful. I mean, you know, we keep Shabbos, I don't go to work. We keep kosher, we buy kosher meat, and the dishes are separate, you know, but all those little particulars, you know, the dishes aren't toiveled. Whew! Can you imagine?
Rabbi, let's not get radical.
The dishes aren't toivled, so all the food you're eating is you're eating food like a goy eats food. Right? I mean, we could just keep going on and on and on and on. And then you're wondering, why is the Torah not doing anything for me? Because you're not doing your Avodas Hashem the way it's meant to be done. Right? You know, and what the Rebbe is saying is that there's no separation between your learning, your actions, and emotions. They're all connected. And that's what this essay is teaching us. When you learn Holy Sforum, it has to be with this intention. Meaning say, we're learning today so that my davening will be better. I'm learning today so that my kashrus will be better. And that's gotta be in your mind when you're opening up the sefer. How am I going to be a Jew who does more what Hashem wants by the end of my learning? What am I going to extract out of this? That's what it has to be. And if you don't follow up your learning with the proper avoda, with the proper keeping of mitzvahs, you're not going to grow. And you'll think you're in the world of Atzilus. Oh, we do Chavos HaTamidim. We're almost done with the book. We did another book. Put it on the shelf. Get dust. We're going to do another book. Right? So by the time you finish this book, hopefully a little Avodas Hashem is improved. You know, we'd hope. Oh, you know what? I got to review the book. Got to take notes. I got to review the book. Right? Otherwise, you're going to fool yourself. And like I said, when you learn, you should daven to Hashem that the learning should help your Avodah on all levels. You might have a tefillah. That what we learn, Mamash, you should take this story and pray to Hashem that He should give us the wisdom and the understanding to take this information and integrate it into our lives and to make changes in our lives. Without the changes in our lives, it's hollow learning. So, Mirtz Hashem, we're zoicha to finish the first essay, and God willing, we're going to start Maimer Sheni, which is going to look from the other side. Till now, He's told us how everything's been coming up and coming into us, how great it is. Now the question is, which nobody's asked, which I'm surprised I haven't asked us, so Rabbi, how are we going to do this? How am I going to do this with my learning? So that, Mirtz Hashem, learning, davening, singing, that all is going to be in a very, very long second mimer.
50 pages.
Should all be Zocha. If anybody hasn't been coming regularly, come into the second mimer, start fresh, and we'll be able to get something from that too.